The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, it's that time of year when we start thinking about the holidays. We start thinking about winter coming, which means the flu. Shodi Ghani knows that all too well. Ottawa pharmacist and owner of Shoppers Drug Mart in both Kanata and Merrillville Road. Hi, Shodi.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Listen, this has been obviously a very challenging couple of years for so many, and we know that obviously COVID-19 has been top of mind, and the flu maybe not so much, but we're hearing that we're going to have a heck of a flu season this year. Give us some sense of what you're hearing.
You are 100% true on that, because looking at the Australian data, which usually we use as a predictor for the data here in North American countries, they are having a hell out of a bad flu season. And if you add this to the fact that in the past couple of years, because of all the COVID measures, we didn't expose ourselves much to the flu virus. So I think that the flu season will not pass us by this year.
And let's talk a little bit about what that means in terms of those COVID vaccinations that we've been encouraged to get and the flu vaccinations. A lot of people, from what I understand, Shodi, you can correct me if I'm wrong, decided not to get flu shots in the last couple of years, but did get the COVID shot. Is that correct?
That's unfortunately true, but it is completely different viruses. So if you had the COVID shot, it won't definitely protect you from the flu and vice versa. So this is why Canadians need to roll up their sleeve and do it early and get their flu shot, because it's completely different virus.
And who's eligible, Shodi, for the flu shot?
Starting today, everybody is basically eligible for it. In the past couple of weeks, we started with selected high-risk population. But November 1st marked the first day that people of any age can go and get their flu shots. And it's very easy. So all you need to do is either to book an appointment on PC app or go to shoppersdrugmart.ca/flu, book your appointment, and then the pharmacist will be giving you the shot. And while you're there, it's also a good opportunity to talk about your COVID vaccination to make sure that you also updated on that regard.
Mm-hmm. And are we allowed to take them on the same day? Are we allowed to get COVID vaccination the same day as we're getting that flu shot?
That's actually a very important question, because yes, for most of the patient, you will be able to get both of the shot in two different arms in the same setting. That applies for anybody above the age of 11. Between 5 and 11, and out of abundance of precaution, it is recommended to gap them by 2 weeks. But for everybody else, you can safely get both of your shots in the same setting.
Okay. And for the little ones, what's the earliest age we can get that flu shot?
In Ontario, in pharmacies, the minimum age of giving the flu shot in pharmacies now is 2 years old instead of 5 years old. So anybody who's with kids as young as 2 years old can go to Shoppers Drug Mart Pharmacy and then get their kids vaccinated.
And remind us, Shodi, like in terms of the flu, what are some of the differences in terms of symptoms over COVID-19? How do we know the difference?
So both of them share a number of symptoms, like fever, fatigue, and dry cough is shared. We usually find that COVID will have more shortness of breath, sometimes loss of smell and loss of taste sensation, or some gastric symptoms like diarrhea and eye inflammation. But there is a lot of common symptoms between both of them.
And it's really interesting because, as you mentioned, if Australia is getting it bad, typically it means that we are going to get it as well. And it can sometimes really go through a household, right, Shodi, and really affect different family members in different ways.
And this is the most important reason why people should be considering this, because when you get the flu shot, you're not only protecting yourself, it's basically protecting your loved one. You're protecting the vulnerable people in the community. So it's basically a kind of social responsibility.
Mm-hmm. And does it mean when we get the flu shot, this might be kind of a silly question for you because you're brilliant, does it mean when we get the flu shot that it means we won't get the flu, or we just will get a version of it that isn't as impactful, if you will?
So it all depends on the how much is the match between the virus in the vaccine and the circulating virus. But at the end of the day, in a good year, it will be up to 90% protection. But even if the percentage is such not as high, this is flu. Getting the flu shot is basically the best tool in the arsenal to protect against the flu.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting. I mean, this last couple of years, I think there's one group that hasn't got the love that they deserve. And I think that's pharmacy workers and pharmacists. So many of us really went to you when there was nowhere else. It felt like there was nowhere else to go. And you played such an important role. Have you all sort of realized how impactful that has been over the last couple of years that so many of us turned to you?
It is, actually, because what we are doing now is completely different from what we used to do 2 years ago. But again, basically, it is basic utilization of what we can do. We can serve our communities in a number of ways. And giving us all these tasks showed the Canadian and gave us a personal boost that we can help improving Canadian life.
Absolutely. You do a great job, Shodi. Really appreciate your time. And I'm hoping that we all get vaccinated so we don't see that flu run rampant across this country. I know we're going to book our shots today, Shodi. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Shodi Ghana joining us, of course, Ottawa pharmacist and owner of Shoppers Drug Mart, both in Kanata and Merivale Road. Very, very busy person, of course. When we come back in a little bit, Barbara Cartwright's going to join us. She's the CEO of Humane Canada. We're going to be talking about the effects of domestic violence has on household pets. We're going to be speaking to her about that. As you know, the Emergencies Act inquiry at the end of the day has to answer the question, was the Emergencies Act warranted or not to be put into place in February of 2022? The inquiry's been going on. We've seen a number of different people come to the table in terms of testifying. We are now heading back there to hear from Chris Barber, one of the organizers of the so-called Freedom Convoy.
And we're going to watch it in its entirety, and then I'll have some questions flowing from it.
Hey, guys. Convoy-related issues right now, and I just want to get this out there. This convoy to Ottawa next week on Sunday is a peaceful protest. Anybody that joins this protest or this convoy from either coast to coast is to adhere to the rules of the convoy. And I am dead serious. If anybody fucks with them, they are out. Emergency vehicles have the right of way. When lights are flashing, we pull over and they
so
are...
So we are listening to the testimony from the Emergencies Act. And I apologize for the strong language there. We are going in and out of this testimony, and sometimes we just don't know what we're going to get. So we are listening to some of that testimony right now. Chris Barber is on the stand right now. I think we're going to go out of this, guys. There's too much strong language for us right now. We're going to come back to that in a little bit. We're playing a number of different videos and sharing different text messages that were between the different organizers of the so-called Freedom Convoy. So we want to make sure that we bring some of that to you, but we don't want that strong language here on City News. So we appreciate that very much. When we come back, we're going to speak with Barbara Cartwright, of course, as I mentioned, CEO of Humane Canada. We're also going to speak a little bit later with Meg McCallum. She's the executive director of the Alliance to End Homelessness here in Ottawa. We're going to be talking about how we can combat homelessness. We know that this was top of mind during the mayoral campaign in particular, because a number of mayoral candidates came out and said, you know, Catherine McKenney, for instance, came out and said, I can solve homelessness within 4 years, or, you know, we can put different things in place to try and combat homelessness. This is a big, big file. We know Mayor-elect Mark Sutcliffe has this on his mind as well. And anybody that has been in the downtown core, if you live there, if you work there, you know and you see what's happening in the downtown core. I mean, I worked in homelessness for over, close to a decade, and it has definitely increased. I mean, I can see it even when I head downtown. So we want to talk to Meg McCallum about some of the plans that they have in place for that. We're also going to speak with Stephen Clark. We know Stephen Clark, National Executive Director for the Royal Canadian Legion, is going to be joining us today. We're going to be talking about the Silver Cross Mother. We're also going to be talking about all of those plans for Remembrance. We've just received some breaking news we want to share with you. The Toronto Stock Exchange has halted trading while it deals with a technical issue. It says trading has stopped for the TSX, the TSXV and Alpha markets while it works to fix the problem. So we will be following this story. I can't even imagine what this would be like for the TSX right now and the Toronto Stock Exchange dealing with this type of technical issue. We don't have any details about this technical issue, but we will be following this very, very closely. Lots of news happening today in our city for sure. And of course, across the country. Ben Wise is going to be spending time with us. He's the Historical Society of Ottawa representative. We'll be talking about this week in Ottawa history. Always brings us some interesting topics. And Andrew Brander is going to join us, Vice President of Crestview Strategy, and Jody Middick, former city councillor for Innes Ward. They're going to be joining us for Lunch with Sam. And Lunch with Sam is all the great topics we're going to feast on today, include the Ontario lawmakers being up before dawn today, talking about the time-sensitive bill that would impose a four-year contract on education workers represented by CUPE. So we're going to be speaking about that. We're going to be obviously speaking about the Emergencies Act inquiry. That is very, very busy today. The deadline for childcare operators in Ontario to opt into the national $10 a day program is today. And we've talked a lot about this over the last little bit. Some childcare operators were deciding not to opt in for various reasons. So it's going to be really interesting there. We're also going to talk about credit card balance. We understand from Equifax Canada that the average Canadian credit card balance hit a record high at the end of September. Is this really a surprise, though, knowing what's happening in a number of families when it comes to inflation, it comes to the rising price of, well, let's just say everything. It is very, very challenging on families. And of course, we're going to speak about Remembrance Day. Remembrance Day, of course, coming up on November 11th, Friday, November the 11th. A number of ways to remember the men and women that have sacrificed so much in this country. We're also going to head to Mont-Saint-Marie and speak with Bob Sutterman. He is the owner of Mont-Saint-Marie. We're going to talk about how they're preparing for this winter season. Lots to talk about here on City News. You want to stay with us? Lock it in.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.